you hear Elton John sing a certain song about Marilyn Monroe. And after my song went viral, a lot of mean comments were written. And you and I might want to punch back, but we shouldn't feed the trolls. No, please don't feed the trolls.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for December 15th, 2014. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from tkjingles.com, the Tony Kornheiser radio show, and YouTube. Today's episode is brought to you by Sarcasm, without which neither Tony's show nor any of these jingles would be possible. Last week, a few of you may have noticed there was not an episode. Life and work events got in the way. Despite the fact that I put out a lot of this music and do this silly podcast, I actually am somewhat good at my job, and occasionally I'm asked to do things that send me places and working into the long hours of the night. So it's been one of those months here, and just wrapped up a big project, so hopefully I'll have a little bit of a return to normal. And then my two daughters, Eva and Anna, who are now both 1 and 3, had baptism and a dual birthday. They're born just a couple days apart last weekend. So it's been a quite busy time in the family and with work stuff. So haven't had as much time to do silly nonsense, which is a shame because it, you know, coincided with one of these jingles actually getting some attention outside of Tony Kornheiser's radio show. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on the show. Up front, I wanted to focus on 5 new songs this week and then a reflection, kind of a blow-by-blow on the whole RG3 song and the places that went, along with a rebuttal by Joe Arrow. And then we've got a special Christmas feature featuring 6 songs in the holiday spirit, and then a mailbag where I'm going to read some of the nice messages I've gotten. But, it always feels a little bit awkward to read something nice somebody's written about me, but I have no problem reading something nasty. So we'll read some of the great YouTube comments from the Washington Post website, various other places. So it's going to be a good show. Up front, we have a wonderful song from Patrick Moffitt that was on Tony's show last week, the dedicated follower of Cheeses, the official anthem of the Cheese Boy. Then a new one by me set to The Wanderer by Dion DiMucci. Then Zach in New York with his first entry, Big Papa Open Up the Mailbag. And then Cheap Sunglasses by John Fitzpatrick and Ode to Another Season, a parody of the Billy Joel song Souvenir by John Neiswinger, who played a lovely piano on that RG3 song and just is a great accompanist, and apparently suffers the same quandary I'm in, singing songs about a football team that I don't really follow except for the fact that I listen to Tony Kornheiser and he talks about it 3 times a week, so I have no choice but to be aware of what's going on with the team. So without further ado, Patrick Moffitt with the dedicated follower of Cheeses.
No time for Swiss, but he loves Guyenne. Doesn't care for Brie, prefers Morbihan. You won't catch him near a Cheddar or a sad American, cause he's a dedicated follower of Cheeses. And when he writes his little blog, he nibbles on a nice Gouda. The Olympics, they were splendid, but he didn't see a thing, cause he's a dedicated swallower of cheeses. He's the cheese boy,
oh yes he is.
He's the cheese boy,
oh yes he is.
He thinks he is a connoisseur of Comte. When he sees a double Gloucester, he can't help but take a bite, cause he's a dedicated follower of Cheeses. He's the cheese boy,
oh yes he is.
He's the cheese boy,
oh yes he is.
Oh, well I'm the type of guy who will never shut my mouth. If you wanna know what kind of snacks I like, well you're about to find out. I'll tell some funny stories, but they always end the same. yelling at some little Alaskan. Don't you know my name? They call me the Yodeler. Yeah, the Yodeler. Ayoli, oli, 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 ola. Oh, well, there's Jeannie to the left of me and Liz is to my right. Tori's having a party, but I guess I missed an invite. And when they ask me which one I love the best, I tear open my shirt and I show a cord me on my chest. Cause I'm the Yodeler, yeah, the Yodeler. I oli, 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 oli.
Daily sports type show, talking sports type situations. Occasionally brings in guests from DC publications. He talks DC weather and peddles a lot of windows. At the end of a segment known as Old Guy Radio. At the end of the show, he's got the littles asking, can I get a sticker so people salute while they passing? But they're not for everybody. The submission better be sure to make Tony jolly, because I love it when you open up the mail bag.
Got your notes in the pile, hey, read them for a while.
I love it when you open up the mail bag.
All the littles, daily littles, and their driving rituals.
I love it when you read emails and faxes.
You wanna send him tasty snacks, you better do it fast.
Why? Cause soon he'll be asking for something else that he thought was tasty. Lately. Mr. Tony. ESPN 980, 10 a.m. Bald Orange Man, tips for life. No jazz apple slices or acetine cones. Corno, Curro, Cabinet.
Tony gets up in the morning with the shopping list in his head. Can't find the fancy shoes in his size, the ones with the special tread. Ain't getting discount deals, his anger mounts, and sales clerk he harasses. So he drops $200 on some new sunglasses. Oh yeah! Tony! Oh baby! Buying sweaters at a shoe store doesn't sound all that bright. Drops eight bills on chunky doesn't need, shopping angry knuckles white. Comes up empty at the outlet for Cole Haan's and the Basses. So he storms into the hut to buy some more sunglasses. Oh yeah! Tony! Oh yeah!
Awesome. I always love that song, and that's a great performance by John there. All right, so I wanted to just recap the RG3 thing. If you only listen to this podcast and not Tony or anything else and just avoid the internet, well, you're kind of a moron because, you know, this show is a reflection of the Tony Kornheiser show. But anyway, if you're only listening to me, you may not be aware of what's been going on. So the song that I played last week, I got back from Thanksgiving and recorded one song, the Goodbye RG3 Candle in the Wind parody with a little help from John Neiswinger there. And recorded a podcast, and I was exhausted, and I thought about, it was late on a Sunday night, getting it out for a Monday podcast release, and I was thinking, you know, this might have a little bit more appeal beyond Tony's show. I should do a YouTube video to this. I had done one for LeBron Wants Love back in July that I still think is among the top five things I've ever done that got almost no attention. I got sarcastic, rude responses from bloggers and people that I tried to contact and say, hey, this is pretty funny. You should check this out. So it was pretty demoralizing. And I had done a couple other YouTube videos like that, just slideshows, my little Kickstarter thing. So I don't have a lot of video skill, but I thought, hey, you know, nobody's going to go to tkjingles.com to listen to this thing, but it would be nice if it was on YouTube. But I didn't do it because I was tired and I'd been kind of shot down, I felt previously, and why was I going to waste the effort? And so sure enough, on Monday's show, Nigel skipped that song. He didn't play it, and I thought to myself, oh, that really validates what I was thinking. You know, maybe it's not really that funny or that good. Maybe it's a little mean or something. They don't like it. Maybe because Snyder's such good buddies with RG3, they don't want to play something like that that's knocking on him. Who knows? But they passed it by. And then Tuesday, I was happy that it actually did make the show, and, you know, just goes to show that it probably, they didn't even see it Monday morning. There was something else going on. And about an hour after the show aired, I was contacted by CBS 9 here in D.C. Asking me if it would be okay to do a feature on me or that song in the 5 o'clock news, and they loved it, and they saw it on YouTube, and it wasn't that great. And I said, oh, yeah, you know, that would be really nice if you played the song. Just please credit me and John because he played the piano. Make sure you mention us both. But I have no idea what you're talking about with YouTube because it's only on tkjingles.com. I said, oh, yeah. But yeah, we saw it on YouTube. I said, all right, whatever. And then I checked YouTube, you know, a little bit later that day when I went to CBS 9 to their website and I saw they were linking to a video. And somebody, probably a listener of this show or some fan of Tony's, had created a video, I think on Monday or Sunday, that already had 20,000 views. So what the hell is this? So I quickly put up a video of my own and contacted everybody and their brother because by this point, on Tuesday evening, that song had been featured in Sports Illustrated, USA Today, Fox Sports, all these websites all over the place. That I had no idea about. They're just flying up all over. So most of them updated their link. A few of them ignored it. But the story that kept getting repeated was Sad Redskins fan writes song. Sad Redskins fan this, Sad Redskins fan that, which is funny to listeners of Tony or this podcast because they know that I could care less about the Redskins. I'd just find it humorous to write songs about them. And because I'm a fan of Tony's, I'll kind of keep track of what's going on. But one of the Cheese Boys colleagues from the Washington Post contacted me and put a story in the paper or the website that Thursday to kind of set the record straight that it was a Browns fan. And so then that was the headline. So the headline of all these things was never Jerry Negrelli does this or Jerry does that. It was Sad Redskins fan, Browns fan, you know, just kind of genericizing it. So of course, when that's the headline, Browns fan covers Candle in the Wind about RG3, all the comments are going to be negative, you know, immediately that's setting you off with the wrong tone. They're thinking, oh, this outside jerk is doing something about Griffin. Let's get him. So anyway, so there was a lot of vitriol in response to that song. And then ironically, you know, that song was picked up everywhere except the few places that I really would have been most excited about it. So CBS 9, that's awesome that they did it and they were the first ones on it. And they obviously had the foresight because it went a lot of other places. But NBC4, that's my channel, and that's the one I always listen to, so I really would have hoped that they would have noticed it. And then ESPN, of all the freaking channels, CBS Sports Channel, which I honestly had never heard of before, but I guess is a cable channel with a pretty good following. CBS Sports Channel played it on one of their morning shows, and the local CBS was very supportive, and all these other venues, but it was never anywhere on ESPN. And even some of the ESPN folks that do blogging and silly nonsense, I contacted them, and didn't really seem to get much reciprocated interest. So there's just kind of a funny thing that I thought that it would be everywhere except the places that I actually have connections or interest. And then last little tidbit on this song, and then I'm going to play it and a few kind of rebuttal or response songs. SportsIllustrated.com ran a story a few days later, the following week, describing a reporter walking through the tailgate at the Redskins game that Sunday. And the spirits were down, and people were drinking a lot and feeling pretty bad about the team. And she heard Candle in the Wind playing in the distance, coming out of the back of some truck, and thought, what an odd choice for a song to be playing at a tailgate party. I need to go figure out what's going on, because there were people gathered around doing jello shots or something, listening to Candle in the Wind. And then, you know, she found out that it was that song, you know, Goodbye RG3. So anyway, I'm going to play that now. And then in response to that, you know, I wrote a few jingles kind of in rebuttal that to Jay Gruden, because when I wrote the first parody, it was about how Gruden had so much power that basically he was kicking Griffin out of town. And then it's amazing how quickly things change, because now, after Colt McCoy sucked, then all the guns turned towards Gruden. And so I wrote a couple about that. And then Joe Arrow had a nice reply to me about Griffin making his comeback and how I'm going to have to eat some humble pie. So we'll enjoy a few of these, and then we have a nice collection of Christmas songs. Goodbye, RG3. That was an unprecedented fall. You're still great at selling sandwiches, but not so good at football. We all hoped it would work when they gave up 30 picks in a trade to get the star from Baylor, the one with the trademark name. And your rookie year, you were so great for Shannon and his kid. And you turned all your critics into unbridled optimists. But they finally had to bench you because you never win. And you might get another chance to play, but not from Jay Gruden. Yes, they finally had to bench you, oh, Robert Griffin. You might figure it out one day, just not for the Redskins. Every time the Redskins play, I don't watch, I just look away. The problem's not who's playing QB. The problem is the whole darn team. Cause if they want it, yeah, coach, who'd win some games? They hide the wrong brother, cause this guy's even worse than Zorn. How can anybody be worse than Zorn? Oh, Jay, it's Jay Gruden, sometimes I wonder how long you'll coach this team. You say that this is nothing like Cincinnati, and that's right, cause you're headed for 3-13. I'm tired of all this backstabbing. Players, coaches, everyone's on trial. It's toxic, and Jay, it just doesn't suit you. Really, that was more Shanahan style.
I bet you wish you were back in Cincinnati.
Safety's roasting on an open fire. McCoy, he's skipping all his throws. Deshaun seems to have lost all desire. This team keeps finding brand new lows. Everybody knows a turkey coach is our defense. London said he's not too bright. Tight ends running free, it doesn't make any sense. How does Jim Haslett sleep at night? Now here comes Robert back to play. It's looking more and more like RG3 will stay. Last week on Channel 9, they said goodbye. I guess Negrelli's gonna have some humble pie. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to Skins fans from 1 to 92. Although it's not like 2012 in any way, but Merry Griffmas to you.
What a wonderful segue into the Christmas segment. Thank you, Joe, for that nice rebuttal mockery of me and the humble pie that I'll eat once Griffin is the Canton Hall of Fame starter for the Redskins for the next 15 years. Last year they really played very few holiday-themed tunes. The only one that really stands out that I remember was Carol of the Mailbag by Josh Cromwell, which was awesome. So I'm going to play it again here. And then this year they've really been loading up on them. So up first we have Baby It's Cold Outside by Brad and KJ, Have Yourself a Grumpy Orange Christmas by Joe Arrow, A Take on the Grinch by Brad Weiss and Carol's Kids, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by John Fitzpatrick, and then Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Brad Weiss. And then we'll follow that with the mailbag.
Here comes the mail, Tony's mailbag. Got your emails, faxes, and notes. Here comes the mail, Tony's mailbag. And he's gonna read some for you folks. Neil from Rockville, Shad from D.C., Mike from Burke, and Mike Kistner. Joe from Only Knows All the Rascals. Carla Corrado is really smart. Tony reads them for us every day. 3 days old due to podcast delay. Pin them if they're from far away. Please don't read my name on the air. What channel is the Nets game on? What did you have for lunch today? Is your mother a prostitute, and what does your neighbor do every day? Would you tell us how you get to work? Raju Nara said he's such a jerk. Out on your bike, please do wear white. Tony's mailbag, Tony's mailbag.
Oi, look at that snow.
But that's not what Sheehan said.
It's just so damn cold.
But that's not what Sheehan said.
Commuting will be,
we might miss a show or
not
three.
Very nice.
Just close your eyes up, Rockville Pike.
This blizzard is more than flurries.
Such streets are sure to be buried.
The snow stick is covered in white.
That Under Armour must be too
Those
tight.
Those models just leave me worried.
Oh no, is that Jim Cantore?
The rocks all look so shiny and bright.
Give those voice hats from TTI.
His colleagues must think.
Did you hear what Sheehan said?
The show really stinks.
That can't be what Sheehan said.
He won't shovel snow.
He's not the Euro.
Or he'll drop dead.
His ticker just can't take the stress.
Jeannie sure seems suspicious.
His biscuits are sure delicious.
Her pencil's writing everything down.
It's always worse on the wraparound.
It's so freaking cold.
Thanks, Thrifty Car Rental. That's not what she said.
Have yourself a grumpy orange Christmas. Pour yourself some wine. Let a moose can pass you in a safe way lie. yourself a Mr. Tony Christmas. Boil some eggs just right. Toast some steaks and eat them by the sink tonight. Ride a toll like it. Your enemies, like that little jerk Raju. Time to read some emails, notes, and faxes from his little pal. Might read yours if Nigel says the time allows. So have yourself a bald and orange Christmas now.
You're an old guy, Mr. Satch. You're angry as a bear. You detest snow-skiing neighbors in that sweater vest you wear, Mr. Satch. You've got Triscuits and red wine up the wazoo, but you'll never share.
As Satch stole the last of the Johnny Walker Blue, he saw in the corner little Cindy Lou Who.
Santa?
She asked him.
Hey, what's your deal? Why are you taking our Bagel City meal?
Just then, Sis Peggy Sue Who cried out.
Baloney! He's just an old orange and ball-headed phony.
But before the young Who girls could cry out,
Hey, Daddy!
The Satch slipped away in his Jim Coleman caddy.
So you heard Springsteen and most of you too. Man, that band is tight. So glad their show wasn't on that late at night. Had yourself an entire box of Triscuits. Who cares what you weigh? Wash them down with a bottle of fine Cabernet. Here you are with your old guy ways. Listeners' eyes, they glaze. You snore. On TV, you appear to us. Rant and jeer to us. What for? In our ears, it seems you've yacked forever. Why not take a bow? Even Bono knows when he should sit one out. What makes you think that anyone is listening now?
We've heard Freeman's Verluga and Carville and Wilbon, Hornaday, Maskey, Pat Forte and Kirchen. But just try to hear from that old friend Kornheiser holds dear. Ryan, the quintessential sports writer, has the most horrific phone. Though you can barely hear it, you can tell it's really old. Most of the other writers try to find a phone that works. Even with Exile Junior, you could hear his raucous burps. One year in the early fall, Ryan was in Maine, reading lots of books on a break. You'd think he was calling from under the lake. Still, how our host just loves him. He'd take him to a desert isle. Ryan, the quintessential sports writer, you're still Beantown's favorite scribe.
A very impassioned mailbag by Evan Agrelli. All right, so up front, I wanted to read a few actual emails that I received before we get into some of the awesome reviews. So first, Andrew from Harlem, Holland says, just a quick note to thank you very much for posting the podcast early last week. Just about the only thing that kept me from freezing onto my bike at -3°C. I'll hang up and listen. Mitchell from Northbrook. Love the jingles for Mr. Tony's regular guests, especially the one for James Carville. Keep up the great work. And that tradition has kind of died off a little bit here, so I hope that we keep doing those and they work themselves back into the rotation, but I think they over-pivoted to the point they were playing four or five jingles a show, and now they're just back to one. So maybe we can strike a nice balance with occasionally having two or three on a show in a given week, but we'll see. All right, and then Greg Heitman, in response to the RG3 being picked up in the Washington Post, says, congrats on the PR, Jerry. As usual, the comments provide a weird view of the state of the world. And with that said, let's read some of those awesome comments. All right, so first, this is not a critique, but it's just something that I got a lot of. Just says, the legend burned out long before RG's candle ever did. A lot of people were sassing me early on that I wasn't being very creative and that I should have mentioned Candle in the Wind or I skipped the chorus. I should have had RG3 burned out, the candle, blah, blah, blah. And, and from my perspective, that was just too obvious. When the idea was initially pitched in the ideas section at tkjingles.com, that was one of the premises. Oh, it could be about how the candle burned out long before RG3 ever did. And I thought that that was funny, but the song didn't really crystallize for me until I found Shanahan and His Kid, when I was able to rhyme that with Candle in the Wind, and that was kind of the symmetry there. That instantly said, all right, now I have to record this. I'm going to write stuff around it. But, I was trying to think what else would sound there, like nobody could handle it like he did, or what else would be funny. But the Shanahan and His Kid, to me, that was really what brought this thing together. And obviously the sandwiches line is my favorite thing in there. That was the first idea I had. And then I said, I got to get the sandwiches joke out there, but I can't do it until I have something to go for Candle in the Wind. All right. And then Lou24 says, geez, somebody's got way too much time on their hands. And Barno replies to that. Everyone reading this Washington Post story had the same thought. And as I've lamented before, the idea that I have too much time on my hands and that I'm some bum living in a basement is just so frustrating and insulting, because if I wasn't doing this, I mean, I guess I'd be watching TV or, what do people do in the evenings? They relax. This is just a way to relax. So, until I'm destitute and have lost all my family and friends, I think I'm balancing my time all right. This review is great. Tyler Carey says, this song blows. Way too much shoehorning. And I think shoehorning is taking credit for a future prediction, but I didn't. I think I was just talking about how it seemed like his time was over, and so far I'm dead wrong on that, so I don't know how much shoehorning is going on. Then Mattitude says, stick to IT consulting. That's a classy. All right, this is one of the all-time best. Skeptic One says, here's my grade, concept AAA+, execution F-. Seriously funny idea, badly done. I I can't even get an F plus. I mean, all right, maybe I failed, but I put a little effort into it. I mean, maybe a D minus. You know, they're going to hold me back, but, you know, at least give some recognition. But well, I guess, you know, Skeptic One has some pretty high standards. Then Christina Henry says, "This is fake." I don't know what that's supposed to mean. V-Cown Raptors says, "You need an offensive line to protect your QB, you dumb fuck." And so along with that one, the best part of this is that the vitriol coming at me is something that I get some of from TK Jingles anyway, and just from, you know, being kind of one of the public personas of this whole thing. You know, people send me nasty notes, but not only did I get the nasty reviews, but people started having separate conversations in the YouTube comments section or Washington Post, responding to each other, so cursing each other out. And that's just the magic of the internet, to help carry forward vitriol and nastiness and anonymity, just spreading it around the world. Isn't that great? And then lastly here, this one I thought was the best way to end the podcast today. You may remember a few months ago, I reported on a little who was suffering from Negrelli fatigue syndrome. He had unsubscribed from my mailing list and said he didn't want to get any more messages from me. And I asked him why, and he said that he had fatigue from the jingles, and it was really actually a little bit more than that. He was suffering from Negrelli fatigue. So anyway, Corey writes in. He says, "I hope all is well. I just wanted to let you know that I was able to recover from my battle with Negrelli fatigue syndrome. I wish you and your family a healthy and happy holiday season." Now, isn't that nice? Somebody who really sent in something that was pretty snarky at the time has come seemingly full circle to send a positive and warm message for the holidays. So hopefully, you know, in a few months, all those wonderful anonymous folks in the Washington Post will feel the same way. But if not, it'll lead to more fodder and fun for us in the TK Jingles podcast. So anyway, I hope to be back here next week. The holidays are coming up, so I may try to do some kind of best of 2014 show or something else. Haven't quite figured it out yet. Scary Gary Allen's going to be joining me at some point here in the next few weeks. Got lots of great stuff coming next year too. So thank you for listening. Sorry for missing last week, but you do get what you pay for. This is free. So unless you want to start sending some money, I'm doing this when I have time. So thanks for listening. Until next week.
So the guy expressed some enormous surprise, yes, that we have tunes.
Yes, he was like, "It was so brilliant." And I said, "Well, yes,
yeah,
it
brilliant every day."
Yes, and I said,
"Every day ending in a Y."
I said, "Well, do you listen to the show?" And he goes, "Yeah, I listen
no,
all the
no,
time."
You don't listen.
I said, "Well, you can't, because we do this every day."
Yes,
and that was a brilliant song, and it really was.
Of course, it is.
But I'm not sure if I would put it.
How about today's?
Yes,
today's
great. Yeah, they're always great. Even the Joe Ferrell ones that are
great.
Terrible.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
So, yeah, so I was like, you know, you got to go to tkjingles.com and see the whole thing. So, you know, he claimed that he was a big fan of the show.
No, no, he's not.
You schooled him.
And he doesn't, you know, I don't care if he's a big fan of the show,
but
don't say you listen every day.
Right.
And then you're amazed that there was a jingle on.